Time now for the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together the 132 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. Joining us now is Jason Clark, the head coach and general manager of the Carlton Place Canadiens. Jason, welcome to the show, and I see what's old is new again. More success for you. Congratulations.
Hey, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
We've had you on the show a number of times, and once again, the Carlton Place Canadiens are off to a great start. Right now, you're the 20th ranked team in the country. Talk to me about the start to your season so far.
It's been good. I mean, we've got a very, very young team, the youngest team that we've had in the last 5 years, and we're the second youngest team in our league. And, you know, the kids have it's taken a while for them to kind of buy into our culture and how we do things and what it takes to be a Carlton Place Canadian every day and be a good, solid Junior A player every day. It's been a little bit inconsistent, but you know that's what we expected going into this year with such a young and an experienced roster. And you want to know what? It's something different, and you're always looking for new challenges as an organization and as a coach. And having such a young squad this year has been a breath of fresh air for the coaching staff, and you know also for our fans. Like a lot of new faces and a lot of new players coming into our community, and you know contributing on the ice, but also importantly contributing off the ice. So we got a great bunch of kids here, and it's been a lot of fun so far this season.
You've led the Carlton Place Canadiens to three straight Central Canadian Hockey League championships, three straight Page Cup titles, and a berth in three straight RBC Cups. What is it about the depth of your program that enables you to do this? Is it just you're so good that you continue to draw the good talent? Does it make it easier for you to recruit? How is that working?
I think it's just from top to bottom, Gino. I think I don't think there's any any surprises, but it's just hard work. I mean, we've got a lot of good people on staff here that put a lot of time and effort on trying to create the culture and maintain the culture and bring the right type of people. There's lots of good hockey players out there, but what we're trying to do is trying to surround ourselves with the right people. And it takes a lot of time for our scouting staff to find the right kids. And you know, by the time that they come to our camp, our main camp, and we get to interview them and kind of figure out who they are as a person and what their specific goals are, what they want to achieve out of hockey, we seem to really find the right kids. And I think the way we do it and the process is there's a little bit of a science to it, but it hasn't let us down yet. So, you know, it's a lot of hard work from a lot of people, and you know, I've been very, very fortunate to be able to surround myself with a lot of good people, and it's been an absolute honor to be able to work with the guys we've been working with for the last 5 years. So it's a process. It's a long process in order to recruit the right people, but it's well worth it in the long run.
We all talk about the CJHL and developing hockey players for, you know, further play down on the ice, but also in their lives. But it's also a developing ground for coaches. I want to talk about you for a second. You personally have been coaching Team Canada East at the upcoming World Junior A Challenge in Bonnyville, Alberta, coming up in this December. What's that mean to you to be named as the coach of that team?
Oh, it's an unbelievable honor. I mean, I was very fortunate last year to coach Team Canada East, and we lost the semifinals to Canada West, which if you talk to a lot of scouts at that rink, was probably one of the best hockey games guys have seen in many, many years. It was an unbelievable game to be a part of, and anytime that you can represent your country and be able to work within the Hockey Canada realms is an absolute honor. I really learned a lot about the international game and the intricacies of Hockey Canada and how they like things done and their approach, and it was an unbelievable honor, and to be able to get it again, I'll be honest with you, I kind of pinched myself, you know what I mean? I didn't know it was it was real that I got the job the second year in a row. So you know, I think with having the 1 year experience under my belt, I think it's going to be able to give us a little bit of advantage, I think, on other teams, because the other coaches aren't returning from the other squad. So I think that'll be a bit of an advantage for us, and hopefully the 22 players that we choose, that we can take advantage of it, and you know, and do a really good job on representing our country.
Hey Jason, congratulations on another good start. Good luck with the kids this year, and good luck in December in Bonnyville, Alberta. We appreciate you taking the time to join us. Thanks.
Hey, thanks for having me.
That was Jason Clark, the head coach and general manager of the Carleton Place Canadiens. And that wraps up this week's CJHL report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League, your future is here.